Welcome to Sozo Talk Radio, the show where the host is too lazy to even pronounce so-so accurately. This is the most amazingly average to almost slightly better than mediocre broadcast that will be sure to astound you with impressive interviews and talk. Blah, 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 blah. Are they gone? Good. You can never be too careful. Illuminati spies are everywhere. But thankfully, they have notoriously low attention spans, and so it was necessary to fake them out with that utterly boring intro. Sozo is, in fact, a secret code word for soteriological bliss and existential ecstasy that can only be found in relationship with and in childlike abandonment to our loving Heavenly Papa and our Master and Commander, the Good Shepherd, and our salvation, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah. I am your host, Daniel Lovett. Let us embark upon a glorious adventure, exploring the depths and mysteries of Christ, one interview at a time. SozoTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Sozo Talk Radio.
Sozo Talk Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And we get healing. To participate in so much, like healing and stuff and whatever else.
Yeah,
you have a story about a healing, don't you? Like a prayer. And tell me about that story real quick. I'd love to hear the details on that.
Yeah, definitely. Like one huge testimony I have, healing for myself. I had asthma, you know, like really bad asthma. I was having to use like an emergency inhaler every single day. Like every single day I'd be like, yo, I can't breathe. And I remember it was a Resurrection Sunday, you know, and they were doing the service at church. So after I got saved, I was like, I guess these other people at church, they know this crazy Jesus guy. So I showed up at a church and it felt like home. So I stayed there and it was really good. Had amazing pouring into me, kind of amazing connections that honestly, it's like, why did these even happen? But Resurrection Sunday, they said, if anybody wants to get prayed for, wants to get healed of anything, come forward and we'll pray for you, you know? And it was another one of those things where I was sick of it, man. I was like, I'm sick of this, having to use this inhaler all the time, like this medication. I don't feel like this is good for me. And I'm sick of not being able to breathe. That sucks. That's total drag, you know? And so I went forward and I was just like, you know, I'm sick of this. And they prayed for me. And man, I felt like I felt something while they were praying. And got delivered from asthma from that. So that was awesome. So then I was able to, like, I didn't have to use my emergency inhaler anymore. Got delivered of it. I could start like going on these like long runs, like 3 to 7 miles, I think is the most I got up to. And I would normally like asthma will hit you super hard. I would get done with these runs and like just be able to breathe like fully and clearly, like perfectly. I would get done and I would just like thankfulness, you know, I was like, that was a huge thing for me. I just praise God for it. And he's a healer, you know, he can heal us. So anytime I can get prayer, I take it. And believe in those things. There's lots of other people with testimonies of being healed.
Yeah, amen to that. You actually ended up getting a word or something for a lady maybe, and praying for somebody, and they got
definitely healed. Yeah, Daniel here has done his homework for sure. That's another one of the other like hugest like testimonies of God in my life. So another great story, and I love her to share in like supernatural stories of God. I think it's a good theme for our interview. But yeah, this lady, I had met her through playing shows, and she hired our band on for this gig where she was raising money for a charity and we were playing. So it was cool. We went and did that. And she was supposed to send us payment for playing and stuff, a small amount. It was like a huge drive out there. And I remember like I was contacting her about the funds and stuff and getting the other band guys paid. And for some reason she felt like sharing. It was kind of like, it was kind of honestly like a little bit too much information. And I was like, okay, why'd you tell me this? And she was like, I'm headed to see my friend and actually saying goodbye to my friend. and they're pulling the plug. They're on life support in a coma, and they're pulling the plug today, and I'm going to see him. And I was like, this is a little too much information. I was like, okay, some deep information. I was like, all right. Surprised you're sharing this with me. I was like, you know what? I'll pray for you and hope the best for everything, you know? So got off of texting and I was going to pray, and I was just going to pray something basic, you know, I felt like I was just going to pray, like just a small like prayer, like, you know, comfort the family and all of this. And, you know, this lady, she's going away, and, you know, comfort, you know, this, her friend that I'm connected to. And, praying in the spirit, speaking in tongues is one of the greatest gifts I've ever received. Honestly, like I received it even before I heard about it. I had experienced it in a church or anything. I was, one time I was playing music and just like felt a touch of the spirit. And then it was weird. It felt like, different cultures and nationalities. I began singing in, like, started like jumping different cultures. All of a sudden, like, I sounded like some dude from like an Indian culture. And then suddenly I sounded like some French dude. And then suddenly I sounded like some Russian, or like all the, and like all these like different nationalities were flowing through. And like, I felt like the singing was all the same, like supernatural, like praising God and different things. And I was like, what is this? I have no idea. It's flowing through right now. I was like, and it was crazy. And then later in churches, I remember they started teaching about like, oh, the gift of like speaking in tongues and talking about it in the Bible and stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. I think I know what they're talking about here or something.
Yeah. But, that's sweet, dude.
Yeah. Praying in the spirit. So it's like, I feel like it's a stirring of the spirit. And honestly, like, I feel like it's a two-way street. So some of it's like, some of it's me praying to God in a prayer language. You know, I'll just like begin speaking like what seems like nonsense to anybody else around me. But I'm actually like I'm moving my mouth, and my spirit is like, it's communicating a message to God. Like I'm speaking to God with my heart. And then like, I guess he uses like, our mouth, which is often used for like, lots of bad things. He uses it to glorify him, like in this situation. And, also God will speak things through me. So it's like a two-way conversation. So I'll be just like activating this, like speaking the spirit. You know, you've seen lots of people speak in tongues, and, I'll be speaking in tongues, and like God is like downloading a message, like in my spirit, like the Holy Spirit is like speaking things out. So I'm speaking in what other people think is nonsense. And like in my spirit, I'm understanding, and God is speaking like these like mysteries and revelations. He's like, he's proclaiming like blessings over top of me and explaining things to me and which way I should go, just speaking to my everyday life. It's like one of the most powerful things I've experienced. And so I was planning on just praying like some prayer, like, hey, comfort their family. And I was praying in the spirit. I was, you know, like when you're praying in the spirit, it sounds weird. I don't know. I'll activate it. Like, so you're praying in the spirit. I'll be like, and so like right there, like sounding like total nonsense, but I was just praising God. Glory in the highest. He's the ultimate. Best, the creator of all, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway,
I was praying in the spirit this morning during church, like yes. This language, and it was really awesome. Like I just felt impressed to do that, and I felt like maybe I was blessing the speaker, or like protecting him and giving the clarity and the word of the Lord to come through and people's hearts to be touched, and that's what I felt like I was praying. But yeah. Praying in the spirit. Oh, I got marvelous stories from friends and myself about all that. So it's great. It's great.
It's a weird gift. Doesn't make sense in the natural for sure, but you just got to roll with it. And I felt like God was praying through me in the spirit that this, like, he was like praying through, and I was like, oh my goodness, are you serious? And I was like, all right, I guess we'll keep it moving. And I felt like in the spirit was releasing that this lady was going to like, she was going to wake up from the coma. She was going to sit up. And she was going to pull like the feeding tube like from her mouth, and she was going to be okay, and she was going to be a great testimony unto God. And honestly, like it was beyond, like I was like, are you sure on this? It's off to my perspective. I was like, are you sure? And I was like, all right. And like, so I was just speaking it, and I felt like that's what was like pushing through in the spirit. I was like, I guess if that's what you're pushing through in the spirit, I guess I'll hear about it or something will happen. And I remember I didn't tell anything to that person about it that I told I would pray for, but I remember jumping on like Facebook later, and she posted up. She was like, it's a miracle that my friend, they were going to pull the plug today. And she woke up and out of nowhere, they were going to pull the plug today, and she's doing well. She's doing great.
That is sweet, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. God is so praise good. Definitely.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
That was amazing.
You're reminding me of a dream I had about raising a baby from the dead. Like there's a scene of this church here in town, and there's no church in my town that is this wild and crazy, but in the spirit, really, I don't know, maybe I'm unaware of it, but but at this church that was always a very refined church, you know, like, or maybe a more refined church, they're having deliverance ministry. So people are just lining up and just things are going crazy and wild. People are like thrashing as demons are coming out left and right. And the elders are getting a workout. And one lady collapses dead and she is pregnant, and they're rushing into the hospital. And then somebody stands up and they say, who has faith to go raise that woman from the dead and her baby too? And so I'm like, I raise my hand. I'm like, okay, let's go. And we got pile in a car, and on the way there, you know, we're like, well, where did they take her? We don't know. Well, great. So let's pray. Who has faith to pray right now for that baby to just rise from the dead, like right now in the spirit? And so nice. We start praying, and all of a sudden this baby blanket just materializes and falls into our lap. And then we start to hear the sounds of a baby cry. And then the baby just manifests out of thin air and drops into the blanket in our laps as we're driving.
That was like a dream you had.
Yeah, it was a dream I had. But I'm like, nice. I pray awesome. For the day when stuff like that is like, hey, we're coming into the next great awakening, brother.
Yeah, definitely.
And things are like, things like this will happen.
Yeah. I think anytime stepping in faith, you know, God's going to like call you beyond your comfortability, call you beyond what you understand, what you see. And it's honestly like, if the biggest thing for me is leap of faith. You know, it's like, if God's calling you to it, it's not going to make any sense. But man, that's the most exciting things. And you're just like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm going to jump into it anyway, because God called me here. And the most amazing things always happen in those places.
And speaking of that, okay, dude. Speaking of that, when the Lord really brought an awakening to my life back in my 20s, he called me. The first thing he called me to do was to go to New Orleans to preach the gospel on the streets. And I ended up hitchhiking from Dallas to New Orleans. Whoa. And it was nice. Just a marvelous story. And in fact, I'm going to include that story. It's going to kind of be a running theme throughout this book I'm writing, The Christian Mystic, interspersed sweet. With other people's stories and things, and my hitchhiking adventure with God. And I saw that you were in New Orleans back in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually headed there slowly right now. So I'm making my way through Florida, and then I'll be going to New Orleans. One of my favorite cities, you know. Like I said, I've been traveling the U.S. for like 9 months or so. I think people always ask, like, what are your favorite cities? I think like Austin, Texas, and New Orleans would be my top two. So much music, you know, and cities alive. It's really great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you felt called to go there and preach the gospel. That's awesome.
Yeah, it went really nicely, too. The Lord was connecting me every step of the way. He said, as I was leaving Dallas area, he said, stop in Lindale, Texas. You know, got something for you there. So I ended up connecting with the YWAM there, the YWAM base, and they set me up with a YWAM base in New Orleans. So a place.
What's
to stay.
YWAM?
YWAM is Youth with a Mission.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome, like Christian missionary group.
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it was quite a story. It took 3 days to get there and 1 day to get back. God had a lot of work in my heart to do on the way there, and a lot of cool adventures. So,
I bet that's awesome. How long were you in the city?
I'd say a good 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days, sweet.
Yeah, over Mardi Gras, and Carmen, the singer, was in town, and Benny Hinn was doing his thing somewhere in the area, and I was there as backup on the streets, and just lots of Jesus.
There you go. If you got him, he's the connection, you know? Had all kinds of people want stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool how Jesus could even arrange meetings. Like, he could tell people, like, hey, and like the Apostle Paul is coming to mind. Like, go to, you know, whatever his name's house is. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then Jesus says to him, okay, or whatever. Yeah, just connecting people. You can arrange meetings and
definitely.
Yeah. After like our meeting. How about that?
yeah, awesome. Definitely. Feel like Holy Spirit involved. Definitely praying about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty sweet. But yeah. I feel like God hears like the prayers of our heart. You know, I guess there was one more story. Like I haven't posted this. Yeah, sure. Supernatural stories. I always love them. I haven't posted this one anywhere, or like I haven't told anybody this word of mouth. So there we go, dropping it on on the interview as a first. Yeah, I really think God hears like the words of our heart, you know, and I feel like he's shown me that. So anytime we're like speaking in our heart, you know, if we speak out to God, we can address him. And even if we don't, he still hears what's going on. I remember like one time, like it was early in my walk. It was a supernatural thing that happened. It was really weird. I started praying in my heart. I was like, I wonder if God hears the words of our hearts. And I was like, I was looking for a sign, you know. I was really, really young in my walk, and I don't think God would do this now, but he did it then. And I was like, God, you know, if you can hear me right now, you know, I remember there was like, I hear a bird. There's like a bird outside of my room right now. And this room that I was staying in. And I was like, if you can hear me right now, you're the creator of the universe and you control everything. You know, why don't you make like this bird chirp like 3 times, you know, like send me a sign or something. And I feel like he's built me through so much faith that like, I don't think he would like fall back and like do this again. But at that point I was really new, and for some reason he did it. So I remember the bird like stopped, and then the bird like chirped like 3 times, like chirp, 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 and like totally stopped. And I was like, that's pretty crazy. And then like I said, I'm really super detailed and always skeptical. And I was like, oh, that could have been a coincidence. I was like, make the bird chirp like 5 times. And then like the bird chirped like 5 times. And then totally stopped and like didn't chirp anything after that. And I was like,
yeah,
that's really weird. And my over analytical mind, I started doing it over and over again. So I was like, what about like 7 times? And then like did 7 times. I was like, that could have been coincidence. How about 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 9 times, 10 times, 11 times, 2 times, 4 times, 6 times, 7 times. Like I just kept going over and over again. And it kept like boom, it would do it and it would stop. And I would do like a whole set, and I'd be like, well, that all could have been coincidence. 7 times, 9 times, 12 times, 14 times, 7 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. I did like 3 whole sets of like going through these like massive numbers. And I eventually like exhausted myself. And I was like, well, I guess that's not coincidence. Oh, ye of little faith, I'm telling you. And I was like, well, I guess that answers that. I guess God hears the words of our heart. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's some message he's trying to get out there about that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I love that story. It reminds me of like even today, we once like lost our iPod and looking everywhere for it, and finally I decided, well, God, you know where it's at. God, where's that at? And he says, under Ellie's bed, like the little one. And I went exactly to it. I looked right under, there it was. I was like, no way. Nice. Oh.
Definitely. So. Super sweet.
Yeah. He knows all, and he cares more about what we care about than we care about it. He's intimately acquainted with all the details of our lives. And that's partly what your story has, you know, shows to the world too. And I love these stories. That was amazing. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's good. That's a kind of habit in my life. Like God showed me something. I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? And God's always like, yeah, I'm sure. And like me, like doubting and testing a lot. And then finally like, okay, this is pretty obvious.
Oh yeah. Or even like Gideon, you remember that story? Like, hey Gideon, why don't you go down to that camp and see what they're talking about. And he goes down to the camp and he's like outside one tent. And some guy says, hey, listen to this dream I had last night. I had a dream that Gideon came down like a roll of like a round bread that rolled down to the camp and knocked all our tents over.
is that right? How about that?
Yeah.
He's got a sense of humor as well, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And he like, I see him as like this master author, and he's creating this brilliant plot out of our lives if we just partner with him and let him do it. Let him lead. I interviewed this lady who actually literally danced with Jesus, and Jesus told her. The interview is on sozotalkradio.com. And Lisa Perna danced with Jesus, and Jesus told her, he said, "Let me lead. If you try to lead in this dance, it's going to get awkward. We're going to stumble and step on each other's toes, and the dance has to stop. But if you let me lead, this dance doesn't have to stop." And what a beautiful metaphor for life.
Yeah.
We get to dance with Jesus through life, letting him lead, and it's just going to be brilliant. Like, the plot will unfold, like the plots that you read about in the Bible, the plot of Will's life, the plot of Daniel's life, it's just going to unfold beautifully if we let him take the lead. And so I've been praying that a lot lately. I'm like, just take the lead.
That's a great message about that lady dancing. I love to hear, like, God is still at work, in everyday lives. I love hearing, like, what he's doing in different people's lives. And like my YouTube channel, I started it just to, like, share stories, almost mm-hmm. like a chapter of what God's doing, just like a testimony unto him. Him leading, I feel like in everyday life, I try to focus on that so much. You know, I think there's a scripture like, anytime that you face I can't remember if it's a decision or something, you'll hear a voice behind you that says, turn to the left or turn to the right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a voice behind you, there's on the sign behind you, Will, right now, it says, "You belong."
Nice.
I think that's for somebody. Nice. They need to know that they belong to Jesus and with Jesus.
Nice little hidden message there. I love it. But I was saying that. But yeah, everyday life decisions important. I just pray, like, what I should do, where I should go. And the times where I'm like, at most, like, are you sure I should do this? Like, this doesn't make sense to me. Those are the times that I feel like the most, like, supernatural, the greatest things happen, you know. I could say this, like, whole journey of me traveling across the U.S., I set up, like, a truck to travel with eventually. And then, like, I spent a lot of time constructing it. And then right after that, this shuttle bus appeared, which was a much bigger project. And I was like, I think it's too big of a project. I don't think naturally this isn't something I should get into. And I prayed about it. And I felt like he was like, yeah, go for it. And I was like, this is a huge project. Wow. I was like, are you sure? I was like, I don't know about all this. And he was like, yeah, go for it. And I was like, all right, here we go. Like, sink a bunch of money in this bus and convert it and everything. And man, blessings upon blessings. It's been one of the most amazing things that's happened. Being able to travel around, deliver testimony, having the time of my life. Everyday decisions. If we just seek God and go where He leads, you know, if it be weird, if it be strange, I just go for it anyway. And there's like the most breakthrough spots. Leap of faith. It's the key.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow, dude. That's so cool. He's got quite on quite a journey there, Will.
Love it. Definitely. And your journey with this whole talk radio station is awesome. Collecting stories of people. It's a heart for his testimonies. I was going to ask you, you said you had a dream after you prayed the same prayer that I prayed.
Oh yeah. Yes. I have so many that it's hard to pick out one to know which one it was, but I had this amazing dream. I'll tell you this one, where I was with angels. They had taken me aboard a spacecraft and we're like out in space somewhere. And it was a spacecraft similar looking to the one in the movie Passengers. And there's all these other people on the ship too. And these angels were with us and we're surrounded by all these clouds and they said, these represent clouds of confusion. And these happen whenever you make a choice for evil, basically. And there was more clouds being emanated even from the spaceship. Like people
on the spaceship were making poor decisions and creating more clouds and more clouds, and is blocking all paths like out of this place. Where if we're in this surrounded by fog, that's a very, I got the sense that this is a very bad situation. And then so they said, and I'm like looking for a way out, and I see one portal left, one portal out of this clouds of confusion. And they said, this is the pathway of Jesus. It's almost if they said, like, this path will never be closed. This is the path of Jesus. Out of all of your confusion that you've created by all your bad decisions, this is the pathway out. And we went down through this tunnel. And then we're like a couple million miles away from Earth. And I see the Earth. And one angel says, look familiar? And I said, yeah, Earth. and then I saw, he showed me something like, oh, this is amazing. This is like on the matrix level, on the subatomic, I don't even know, like quantum physics kind of level, a demonstration of what's happening, like to all of creation, to all of matter. As I watched the Earth just like exploded, it like shattered, like, you know, and all these geometric shapes, and then it got sucked through the middle and then reformed, and like I was shown, like, this is all happening at a quantum level, you know, reality, like reality is being sustained. The message was, reality is being sustained by Jesus every moment, every minute moment. Like, he is, it's almost like he's recreating the Earth every moment, you know. Nice. And he's sustaining all of creation, and it was cool to see that. And just I don't know. And then we zoomed all down to the surface of like the Earth, and we're about 1,000 feet off of the ocean, and then they just drop me. And I plunge, and I was like, I was shocked by the fall. So I was already like out of breath, you know, even if I, you know, as a spiritual being, I probably didn't need to breathe, but
sure.
And I'm plunged down into the ocean. Like, I'm so deep, I'm looking up, and the rays of the sun are coming down. I'm like, I will never get to the surface in time to be able to breathe. And then I just decided to take a breath, like, I end up waking up out of that with the thought, if grace wasn't an ocean, we're all sinking. And that was, there I think, go, the right? thought that they wanted nice. To leave me with. And I thought about that today, and it moved me to tears. Just to think that God knows me. Because that song, How He Loves, that's a line from the song, How He Loves.
Yeah,
if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking.
Yeah.
So that was just a brilliant dream that God had given me. And a beautiful
dreams, super supernatural. I love it. So many reflections of God in that, definitely.
Yeah.
It reminded me of so many other stories. I don't know if you've heard of Jimi Hendrix's story about the original lyrics of Purple Haze. Have you ever heard about that?
No.
Nice. You might enjoy this. We're both musicians. Maybe there's other musicians listening. But I remember, if you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, there's the actual like first lyrics that Jimi Hendrix wrote for the Purple Haze. And if you read it, the lyrics are crazy. Like a lot different than what was released later. Like it talks about, he talked about it. And he was like, I had this dream. In this dream, I was stuck in this weird purple mist. And the lyrics talk about a thousand unborn babies or like fetuses that were like killed and everywhere. You're like, whoa, this is like graphic and stuff. Hmm. And if you look at the lyrics, there's some crazy stuff in there. It's only like one page and the rest is lost. But he talked about, I was in this purple haze and I was lost and I couldn't find my way out. And then he's like, and I guess Jimmy was talking about this, and he was like, and then I prayed to Jesus, and he showed up and he delivered me. And the original lyrics were Purple Haze, Jesus Saves, were the original lyrics.
And, wow, dude. Wow, man.
Yeah. And then he worked with a producer of the Animals or something. One of the guys from the band, the Animals, they're like, oh, this Jesus stuff, that'll never work. Let's change this whole thing. And then eventually it came out to the version that it is today. Mm. But you can read some of the original lyrics, and it's like titled "Purple Haze, Music Saves." And I was like, "Whoa, that's a kind of a crazy point of history." Other people that struggle with faith and have encounters with Jesus and things.
Yeah, and Jesus saved him out of it. Yeah. I interviewed a guy named Howard Storm, who got saved out of basically hell. He had a near-death experience where he actually died. Oh. And he's being tormented by evil spirits, and then cries up to Jesus, "Jesus, save me." And Jesus whisked down there, saved him, healed him, hugged him, whisked him out of there. And then he's given an audience with Jesus and the angels, and they said to him, "Ask us anything." And he asked a lot of cool questions and got a lot of cool answers. So
I'll have to check that out, that interview. That sounds great. There was a book I read. It was called like 6 Minutes in Hell or something like that. I can't remember what it was. And it was a similar story of a guy who had a testimony of actually dying and going to hell, and then like being saved by Jesus and making it back. And like his purpose was to tell people about this or something.
Wow. That's cool.
It was crazy. Yeah. The book was like, wow, crazy, like graphic and like, oh my goodness. Nuts. All these things, I don't know, like all these stories we're telling you, like Jimi Hendrix and different things. I always tell people like, that's just what he said, you know, and like, just pray about it. God can lead you if things are true or not. A lot of times, I don't know, you get stories from different people, and like, I'm sure there's people who make up crazy stories and stuff out there too.
We're all flawed. Yeah. You know, and even in our memories and stuff. And, here's the thing, like I've researched near death experiences, and a lot of them had a pure experience of God or Jesus, but then when they came back into the same framework of their thinking. They didn't let it transform, or they didn't pursue a transformed mind or thought, you know, thought patterns. And so they interpreted it poorly, and then they went in a bad direction after that, you know, like got it mixed up in a new age or Buddhism or whatever it might be. Gotcha. And, you know, like when they had such a pure experience, but they didn't let it flow into a pure future, you know?
I know what you're talking about, definitely. So I always encourage people, like anytime they're hearing testimonies from other people, it's like not a part of the Bible. Always take it with a grain of salt. And if you pray to God, I feel like he can reveal to you who's speaking truth and who's not. And it's a good thing. Always turn people back to God. One of the big things with my channel is like the spiritual channel. Always like have it, like I don't want any advertisements on those YouTube channels.
Oh yeah.
Like sometimes like I watch testimonies, and testimonies, I feel like it could be true, and they got like advertisements on there, and it just like draws a question. I'm like, are you here to like make a bunch of money on YouTube, or are you here to deliver testimony, you know? And so I just like on that YouTube channel, it's just like, you know, this is just glory to God, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet some of them are wondering, like, okay, once you get into the YouTube realm, like, well, how do I make a living as a YouTube minister? And so some of them, you know, will. I noticed that one guy just did that with his channel. Like, all of a sudden, I'm starting to see ads because he's like, okay, nobody donates to my channel anyway, so I'm just going to do this. You know, that was this decision he made. But he's every time I hear him, like, it just makes me laugh with joy, like Jesus joy. Guy's name is John Crowder, and he's got this channel called The Jesus Trip.
Right on.
So it was good. The last video I watched was let me see if I can pull it up here and just tell you. Oh yeah, it's called The God Contraption, and he's so Jesus centered, you know, and just filled with a really amazing message about Christ and the fullness of Christ and just all that Jesus is and just grace message. I really love this guy, John Crowder.
Nice.
I hope to interview him someday. That'd be nice.
There you go. Yeah. It's you know, people who go for that and pull from it. That's great. You know, blessings to them. Like I said, they can be telling the truth. Honestly. There was another YouTube guy I saw, and this guy almost like, he looked like he would be like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of guy or something. I don't know. He looked like a, but he's like a pastor. Like he looks like a Renaissance kind of fair kind of guy. I don't know what it is. It's his style, but he's this pastor online. And I don't know. He stays away from like weird stuff like that. And seems like he speaks the truth a lot. I think there's people reaching out to the unreached through that means, you know?
Oh yeah. For John Crowder in particular, his salvation story was just hilarious. How he came to faith. He had read about in the Bible where Isaiah was told to go naked for 3 years. Oh, and I think he did that. He went, what? God, are you telling me to go naked? And so he got picked up by the cops for streaking through his town. And
oh my goodness, dude.
But that was just the beginnings of his story. And just wow. Yeah. And he's reaching a whole particular crowd of like drug addicts and ministering to that crowd, because that was his past too. But God gave him such a sharp mind and wit, and like the way he's able to communicate the gospel, and just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it just makes me laugh. Like it's just with joy, just listening to this guy.
Definitely. But, yeah, I think he uses those people that other people wouldn't think wouldn't be used. You know, he uses the weak to glorify him. I think in our weakness, his strengths show, you know, and so praise him for that. Definitely.
Cool. Well, it's been really a joy connecting with you like this. And I'm going to actually ask my friend to interview you too, so I could get the word out about your YouTube channel and just share your testimony out there some more.
Yeah. And there's one other ministry that I work with, and that's with a band called Jacob Shane and Company. That's all like, some other guys, awesome dudes of the Lord, teaming up. And focus on ministry first. You know, we're musicians and using our gifts. And honestly, it's extremely hard for me even to be part of the band, traveling so much. But I prayed to God about it. If I should pursue this, I was like, God, you know, it might be better for them and me. It'd be a lot easier for me if I wasn't involved in this, since I'm traveling so much. And I felt like God was telling me it was an important thing in my life that I should stick with it. And I was kind of like, all right, well, as long as they'll have me, I guess you tell me to stick with it. We'll go with it. And we've been reaching out to people, playing amazing shows, praying for people, connecting to people online. So many people writing us and like praying for them and moving in different ways. And I'm super blessed to be teamed up with them. Make great music as well. We're getting ready to release an album this year. This is the plan, 2019. It'll be our debut album, and we just hope to reach out and start to spread God's love. People be connected to music that has an experience with them, where they're able to praise and worship the Lord, share songs that I feel like He's planted in our hearts. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
Looking for another way to connect. Check it out, maybe.
For sure. So Jacob Shane and what is it?
Company.
And Company.
Company.
Jacob Shane and Company.
Yep. Find on Facebook or jacobshaneandcompany.com. That's good. Yeah.
All right.
We actually played that song one time, the Crowder song that you were referencing earlier, How He Loves Us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How He Loves Us. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I connected so well with that song. It was on a Resurrection Sunday. You mentioned that earlier about one of your testimonies. It was a Resurrection Sunday, and I heard that song for the first time, and just some walls broke down. Like God's love came in, and the tears came out. It was pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Definitely. Man. I think it's been an awesome time together. I don't know how long we've gone. I like sometimes to get long-winded.
It's probably coming on up to an hour, so we'll wrap it up here. But we'll connect again sometime, and I'll connect you with my friend, and we'll get you on the airwaves some more. Because I think you have a beautiful heart and message, and you're carrying Jesus. You're hosting
all the time.
So I love it. Thank you, Will, for just being you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, my man. Glad we can do this, Daniel. Yeah. Blessed to know you. Like I said, hopefully just glorifying God and connecting to others out there. I don't know. I ended my YouTube video. I remember I talked about a prayer. People can pray. Just reaching out there to the lost right now, you know. We're talking about this crazy Jesus guy we know. If you want to know Jesus too, like I said, you can reach out, you can find him. I think, you know, if you just open your heart, you know, you pray, pray Jesus, forgive me of my sins, invite you in my life, work supernaturally in me, you know, cleanse me, purify me, seek after you, and invite you in my heart, you know, use your own words, use your own feel, but, you know, I feel like repenting from sin, throwing away, like, man, in my life, there was so much trash, and I was like, man, I know I should get away from these things. I need help even to get out of these things. I can't even do it myself. And God will do that, man. Depression, anxiety, sicknesses, all kind of broken things. He is a healer. And yeah, nothing better.
Oh, yeah. He is a healer. And I love to share that. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. You know that.
Definitely.
That Jesus has the grace, and he's the great problem solver. You know, he's gonna deal with those issues to set you free, because he loves you. You're his
definitely
his child, his baby. He loves you, and he wants the best for you, and wants the best life for you.
There's people out there. We're talking to you. Exactly. Definitely. He loves you. Absolutely. Beyond even we can comprehend, and. Experiencing that changes everything.
Yeah. Definitely. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Well, thanks, Will. Thank you so much. God bless you, bro. And
thanks, Daniel. Glad we can connect.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Cool. Bless you.
You've been listening to Sozo Talk Radio. My name is Daniel Lovett. In a conversation with Will Stone, who has one of the most brilliant testimonies on YouTube. Will Stone meets Jesus face to face. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Check out my first episode with Will at sozotalkradio.com. You can download these podcasts there at Sozo Talk Radio. You can support the work of Sozo Talk Radio at patreon.com/reflectworship. Reflect Worship is our music ministry, and you can listen to that at reflect.bandcamp.com or at reflectworship.com. Thanks so much. And a big shout out to Fringe Radio Network for hosting this program.